boy.
What, the clap?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just makes sense.
Hey, man, what's up? How's your day been since the last hour since we talked?
Oh, since I talked to you last?
I see you changed your attire.
Yeah, my hat is on backwards now. I told you, I can't shit with a hat on forwards. That could be another shirt, too.
You sit... I can't shit with my hand on forwards. You sit down, you're like, oh, this doesn't feel right. Turn your hat backwards, but then you just straddle the toilet.
I'm like... Like, hang on. This doesn't feel
right. There you go. That's the one.
Then I shit. Ugh. It would have been like, let me get my pants off the rest of the way. Then I sit down.
Because
you can't.
No, you can't.
My legs would still be like this.
What should we do for a
break? So my theory is correct. We've been using the toilet wrong this whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you straddle it, I can then sit on the top deck normally, and we can do a double-decker Blumpkin.
Jesus Christ.
It's like a mech. It's like a transformer.
It's like the Power Rangers final form.
Yeah.
That's the final part of it. Then they go
a plunger. What are we fucking...
some bulging veins. Like they're trying to shit really bad. Like,
what about trips? Do we have any trips planned that we want to do? Garnettown, Phillipsburg.
I mean, we can. Those are summer things, though.
I mean, yeah, but...
I don't even think they plow the fucking roads to get there during the winter.
Fair.
I think they just say, fuck it.
Do we want to try to go to Deer Lodge?
Like the state pen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, because it's $100 per person, and they give us all the recording equipment we need. Or I can tell them to go fuck themselves, and we'll bring our own recording equipment. But they do have EMF readers and shit.
Dude, I want an EMF reader.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'll talk to them. I'll message them and be like, hey, here's who I am. Here's what I do. Treat me like the royalty I am.
Yeah. I have like 1,000 followers on Instagram. I am a somebody.
1.4 mil. Shout out to you guys. Which is crazy still.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can't. Yeah.
Good for you.
We're going to get there, buddy.
You're 25 times less than most of the Stranger Things cast. Just kidding.
Man, shit on me. Okay.
I'm just going to compare your fame to...
to Stranger Things? That's your gold standard?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. When it comes to our community with the spooky guys, I would be happy... I don't need... Like, of course, I would love it if we grew as much as we can. I don't need to be top number 5 podcast in the world.
That'd be cool, though.
It would be great. Don't get me wrong. But even if we reach an audience of, like, 20,000 per episode... Imagine a room full of 20,000 people listening to you.
Yeah.
That's a stadium.
Be like, hey, Yankee Stadium, I have enough people to book you out.
Do you think we could book out... Oh, no, it's an outdoor stadium. I was thinking the baseball field here.
Yeah. During the summer.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to do an event out in the summer.
Outside?
Like a...
Ew!
Ew. That's where...
that's where bugs are.
That's where people are.
Drink water? No, fish fucking it.
But 100% of people that drink water die. I've told you this fact.
Mm-hmm. 100% of people that breathe die.
True.
100% of people that don't breathe also die.
Do you know 100% of divorces are caused by marriage?
Try this again, Geku.
First of all, that's Vegito.
Vagino?
Vegito.
Vagino.
Fajitas. Chicken fajita.
Can I get a chicken fajita? This place got fajita.
Fajita? I hardly know.
What are we doing?
Preamble.
No, I meant what episode?
Oh, shit. I'm Jonathan.
You're reading it. And I'm Kellen.
And we are...
Jonathan and Kellen. The spooky guys.
Spooky guys. We've got a fun one today. We're doing the Slender Man stabbing. When urban legends become real. This one was a big one.
This one's interesting.
Slenderman never really scared me.
Dude, Slenderman scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. The game scared me.
The game.
The principle of the Slenderman didn't, because I was like...
Dude, the game was so fucking scary.
Yeah.
The concept of it is really stupid because I don't believe in it, but the game actually scared me.
Yeah. You know what?
But these girls, on the other hand, believed it.
Hard.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I got a raging clue. That's us looking for ghosts. Oh, I've got a raging clue with our EDF readers. Oh,
didn't we have a bit about that?
Yeah.
Where
literally the bit. We were ghost hunting. Like, oh, I got a raging clue.
The bit was me with the headphones, with the radio thing. Be like, says I gotta kiss you, dude. Ghost says I need to kiss you. I don't know. I'm just doing what the ghost says. Lights go off. Who did that? That's weird, man. That's crazy.
Who's touching my ass?
Ooh. The urban legend.
No, the ghost. You're Hispanic. You're going to be a Hispanic ghost.
Aye.
And native ghosts are like, ah.
Hey, bark, bark. Slenderman originated.
Hey, bark, bark.
Slenderman originated in 2009 as a fictional character. No shit. As a fictional character created on the.
Oh, he was on. That's right on the tip of my tongue. Fuck! Creepypasta.
So he was a creepypasta, yes.
Yeah.
But he was originally created as a character on the Something Awful internet forums. Something Awful was...
I don't think I've ever been to Something Awful.
I don't even know if it's still around. The first time I heard of Slenderman was on 4chan.
4chan and then the video games. But I remember seeing it, but I never actually clicked on it on 4chan.
I read it and saw it before I played the video game. Then I found out about the game.
4chan is where I also saw
cartel
two guys,
members.
One hammer for the first time.
Those
they're like Ukrainian or Russian kids, and they kill that homeless dude with the hammer.
Oh, you and I are talking about two very different things.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about, but I was talking about the P&E Pain Olympics.
Seen that.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
Nope. Have you seen One Guy, One Jar?
That's when he puts it in his ass.
And it breaks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he died. Or is it not Salad Fingers? Mr. Hands.
I look rusty.
Mr. Hands.
Yeah. That was a horse. YouTube. Was that Newgrounds? That was Newgrounds.
Newgrounds was Mr. Salad Fingers.
Yeah.
I'm
I loved
about Mr. Hands.
I miss Newgrounds. The games they had
Dude,
on
Dude, Newgrounds was the two.
Yes. Yeah.
That was when... what was it? Adventure Time was like for adults only.
Yeah. Was there an Adventure Time for adults?
I thought so. It was the one when there was like the little animals and they were making fun of Star Wars. And his boner was like the lightsaber. And then he like killed the donkey friend of theirs with the shovel. And he's like, oh shit.
We had very different
childhoods.
Yeah. alrighty. So.
I'll find it.
He was described as a tall, faceless humanoid figure wearing a black suit, often lurking in forests or near playgrounds. Now, according to early stories, Slender Man stalked children and influenced their thoughts, caused illness, and ultimately abducted or killed his victims. Now, though explicitly fictional, I will reiterate, this man, this creature, this entity is not real. It is fake. It is not based on a human or a person or on a case or anything as such. Slenderman spread rapidly across the internet through creepypasta stories.
Retarded animal babies. That's what it's called. I found it. And Newgrounds is still a thing.
Is the thing getting more doing? No, it is. My God. Yeah, I remember. Wow. Did you ever see Happy Tree Friends? Stupid. World we lived in where?
Yeah. Dude, I was watching that at like 10 years old. Anyway. Sorry for the interruption, folks.
What a wild 4-minute interruption.
I know. It was a very... there was a lot of emotions involved in that 4-minute interruption.
He kept stroking my leg. So Slenderman spread rapidly across the internet through creepypasta stories, manipulated photographs, YouTube videos, and forums. Over time, the line between fiction and folklore blurred. Slenderman became a widely recognized modern urban legend, especially among children and adolescents who encountered the character online without fully understanding its origins. Imagine that.
Your kid would believe in it.
100%. 100%.
Actually, he probably already knows what Slenderman is.
I'm pretty sure he does, and I'm going to make sure your kid knows about Skibidi Doors.
Oh, I hate that fucking thing. Remember all he did for like a year?
Yeah.
Skibidi, 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 Skibidi. I'm like, oh, stop it!
I'm so glad that that's over with.
That was horrible.
By 2014, Slenderman had evolved beyond a single story into an expansive mythology shaped by thousands of anonymous contributors. On May 31st, 2014, in the quiet city of Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Waukesha?
Waukesha.
Waukesha?
Or Waukesha, depending. Three 12-year-old girls went to a public park to celebrate a birthday.
Hell yeah. That's a very innocent and sweet story.
By the end of the day, one of them would be left bleeding in the woods after being stabbed 19 times.
Oh.
And the other two would... and the other two would tell police they did it to appease a fictional being known as Slenderman.
Okay, so not as beautiful and innocent as I thought.
No.
Was it her birthday, the one that got stabbed?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll find out, maybe. What followed was one of the most disturbing criminal cases of the modern internet age. Not because the facts were hidden, but because the motive was surreal, sincere, and deeply unsettling. This is why, like, I'm so glad we cut off the whole Skibidi thing with the kiddos. Because I remember this case, but also, like...
Skibidi's creepier than fucking...
Skibidi's fucking... The reason why I hate Skibidi is because it's nonsense, and it's dumb, and it's this weird Russian fucking Skibidi. So this one time... No, they wouldn't. But one day, he grabbed the phone, and instead of playing one of the games, we caught him watching a YouTube video. We're like, hey, this is bad. You're not supposed to do that. You know that. He's like, I know. I was like, you know, why? Because you get scared. And
then he just continues.
So part of the reason why he stopped is because I showed him, he was watching some the big creepy blue monster.
Oh.
Poppy.
Poppy Playtime. Yeah.
He was watching Poppy Playtime. I was like, because you watch these kind of things and then you get scared. I had him right here. I was like, then you get scared and then you don't want to sleep. And I did that to him. Freaked out.
I was going to say, he probably screamed. And
screamed, cried, whole meltdown. I was like, see? I was like, I hated that I had to do that. Ever since then, he never fucking touched it again. I was like, sometimes you got to fucking...
He still does.
Every now and again. But he's older now. He was, what, 3 or 4 at the time?
Yeah, he was like 4 at the time.
Oh, the girls. So, there's 3 of them, right?
Trace?
Peyton Tres. Peyton Lautner. Peyton was a 12-year-old girl
that
from...
That sounds like a famous name. Peyton Lautner.
Oh, because of Taylor Lautner.
Who's that?
The wolf guy from Twilight. Peyton was a 12-year-old girl from Waukesha, or Waukesha, I don't know.
Waukesha?
Birthday, February 13th, 2002. She was described as friendly, trusting, and excited to celebrate her birthday with classmates. It was her birthday.
So she's like 23.
She's dead. She had known the other...
I don't think so. I don't remember someone dying in this story. I don't remember the birthday, but I don't remember someone dying.
Being stabbed 19 times?
I've heard worse, and they live.
She had known the other two girls involved for several years. Morgan Geyser. Morgan was also 12 years old, birthday May 16th, 2002. From a young age, she struggled with hallucinations and intrusive thoughts. Later evaluations would determine she suffers from early onset schizophrenia, though at the time of the incident, she had not been formally diagnosed. Morgan had become deeply fixated on Slenderman, believing he was real. Anissa Wire.
Unplug your laptop real quick.
Why?
I need the cord.
To charge. Oh my God. Hold on, what's my battery at? Yeah, you're fine.
I only need it for like a few minutes.
No, you're good. I've got enough battery. Let me just pull it. There you go. Anissa Wire. Anissa, born November 10th, 2001, was Morgan's best friend. Though she did not report hallucinations, she believed Slenderman existed and feared that refusing him would result in harm to herself and her family. She later told investigators that she participated in the attack because she believed it was necessary to survive. All three girls attended the same school and lived within a few miles of one another. According to later police interviews, the idea to kill Peyton had been discussed for months prior to the attack.
What? Months?
Months.
Dude, if my friend came up to me and was like, hey, we should kill her, I'd be like... Maybe, but...
Hear me out.
Yeah.
It depends on the friend.
If it's
one of my POC friends, it's a bit. I know we're joking. If it's one of my white friends, I'm taking it a little seriously. Yeah, you know, there's a chance where I'm like, haha, how serious.
Well, yeah, because if a white kid came up to you in school and was like, hey, don't come to school on Friday.
I'm listening.
You believe him and you don't come to school. But if you came up to me and said, hey, don't come to school on Friday, and I'd be like, why? Are you bringing extra hot tacos or something?
You know what's really funny? I was in middle school and I took Spanish classes because I thought it would be an easy A. But also my Spanish was getting a little rusty because I wasn't practicing and I wanted to get back. Yeah, there was a weird time in my life.
So the language you're born with was rusty.
Yeah. So there was a time in late...
I know that's not how it works, but that's funny to me.
Yeah, no, but late elementary school, I went through a weird stint where I didn't want to speak Spanish because I was like, no, I'm American. Like, obviously, I only speak English.
That's how your kid is right now.
Yeah. I was like, I only want to, like, he's getting better about it. But I was like, I only want to speak English. And so I wouldn't speak any Spanish. And then I started not being able to, like, pronounce certain things and certain words. And then middle school, I was like, I'm gonna take Spanish classes. Like, this is my culture.
You're like, puta.
Puta madre. What's up, cuh? And so.
What's up, cuh?
So in Spanish class, every time we do, like, a celebration, I don't know why.
You do what?
A celebration. Like, whether it was, like, Cinco de Mayo or somebody's birthday or some bullshit. First of all, that is not how it sounds. Second of all.
Pretty authentic.
Second of all, you sounded like those little rockets. Damn.
Yeah.
I did sound like that. Fuck.
You just fucking fell just in your... Oh, no! I win!
I believe in my own memory, I always volunteered... But I think they just naturally put me in this position. Yeah. I always ended up making food for everybody in class. Like, we would get a little hot plate, and I'd be making tacos and quesadillas for everybody.
You're over there like...
And it, yeah, no,
you're
it's so
you're
funny.
In, like, first grade doing it, and the teacher's like, he's born with it.
it was, like, sixth or seventh grade. And it's so funny, because I remember this one specific incident. This one girl wanted to, like, talk to me about something, because there was some drama happening. And she crossed the threshold of, like, the kitchen... I remember I was making a quesadilla and I was like, hey, whoa, please stay out of the cooking area. I was like, I'm such a little shit about it. Oh, God.
You have your, like, apron on and everything.
I did.
Your hair's up in a bun. You're like.
I have the hairnet.
Get out.
Yeah.
Out now.
Hibachi. I'm tossing shrimp in people's mouths. Fucking. I got a drive-thru window. Adults taking orders.
Is that an onion volcano?
Is he making sashimi?
He's doing the shrimp in the pocket! Just kidding.
You're telling me a shrimp fried this rice?
You're going to look me in the fucking eyes and tell me a shrimp fried this rice.
And my sister, she had a baby, and the baby was born without legs, so it's just a nub, and I took another job at the factory to provide, and it's pretty happy, but, you know, it's been tough, and, yeah.
Tell me you're from an Evergreen Trailer Park without telling me you're from an Evergreen Trailer Park. Anyway.
So Morgan told investigators that Slenderman lived in the Nicolet National Forest in northern Wisconsin, and he demanded a sacrifice. She believed that if she and Anissa did not kill someone, Slenderman would kill their families.
Okay, but he said sacrifice. A goat? A sheep? Like, normal shit you sacrifice! Wait.
Give up video games for a month.
I guess
like Lent.
Your culture back in the day sacrificed people on top of temples.
And we'd still be doing it to this day if it wasn't for the fucking Italians.
Spanish.
Well, the Spaniards paid an Italian to do it. So technically, they hired an immigrant.
Technically, Christopher Columbus only discovered. It was...
Cortez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know him.
I know him.
Yep.
I know.
You're all taught to hate him.
I've tracked his lineage. I know where they live. I know where they're at any given time. The second they try to travel to Mexico, I get a ping on my phone. Sorry. Yeah. You think I want to...
This is for Tenochtitlan!
Tenochtitlan, this is for Montezuma!
Stupid.
It's me, covert, as a waiter with a fake mustache. I take it off. It's just a normal mustache underneath. It's been me the whole time. So the girls discuss multiple methods and locations.
Take the mustache off. There's the same one underneath, but real. He's like, ah! Oh,
it's you.
It's you.
Senor. The revenge.
You take the black, you take white glasses off and put black ones on.
I slick my hair from the right to the left. Montezuma. It's Kukulkan.
The stories.
The story, the legends. The legends. The prophecy. The girls discuss multiple methods and locations. Early plans included poisoning Peyton, stabbing her in her sleep, or pushing her off a cliff. What Looney Tunes
all,
fucking...
Oh, I was like, all valid suggestions.
Huh.
Yeah, these are all valid poll points for the poll.
I will say, I will tell you this. These three options...
Not bad.
Doable.
Considering they're 13 years old and what they have at hand.
Eventually, they decided a knife attack in the woods would be most effective. Which speaks truly to the thought process of a 13-year-old kid.
You know, the cliff? Because then it's two against one. You're like, she fell.
Yeah.
If she survived.
We told her not to play near the cliff.
All right. Anyway, we're talking about killing a kid here.
The plan... the plan was deliberate, discussed repeatedly, and written about in notebooks recovered after the incident.
Don't write it down! God damn it!
And if you do write it down, burn the pages, eat them, bury them, do something with them. Fucking amateurs. This is why you're never going to be Ed Gein. God. This is why you're never going to be a Gacy.
Like kids these days.
No vision. They have no
fucking... They record everything. If I recorded...
Hey, guys. Like, comment, subscribe. Here for my first killing.
Like that kid. The one here in Kalispell? A few years ago?
What?
He was eight. Like, he put it all over Snapchat. He sent it to everybody. He put it on his thing.
Did he kill somebody?
Him and his friend. Yeah. He beat the shit out of a homeless dude and killed him.
Was that here?
Yeah. It was at the gas station right over here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He would literally, like, the video was him, like, stomping on him, and he got in the car. He's like, I fucking killed that guy. He's, like, laughing about it. And I, because the justice system here in Montana is horrible.
We were talking about this last time. It's dumb.
Fucking horrible. Yeah. I thought for sure he was going to get, like, time served and
you would think at least 30.
But he got 40 years in prison at 18 years old. Or 19. I'm so happy about that.
Good.
Yeah. I thought for sure he'd get a slap on the wrist.
People need to realize that the dangerous thing about killing a human isn't... The most dangerous thing about it is how easy it is to kill somebody.
The most dangerous game.
But humans are so fragile. 8 pounds of pressure per square inch to crush somebody's esophagus. That's not a lot.
It's really not.
I'm cranking out at least... 80, 90 on my right hand. I know my verbiage could have been better.
How do you know that? Do you have a squeeze
thing? I did. I've done one.
That's cool.
Yeah. We should get one. It'll be fun. Big, all right. I can crank out 230. On your left or right hand? What hand? Yeah. What?
I mean hand.
Yeah. Baby boy, that's all sphincter. All taint. No. But yeah, that's fucking, that's not hard. Like, truly, if I wanted to, bite into somebody's neck, rip a chunk out.
No, you can bite, like, someone's finger off as easy as you can break a carrot in half with your mouth. But yeah. Your brain won't let you do it to yourself.
Mm-mm. I've tried.
I have to. I'm like, no. I'm like, come on. I was like, I want to bite harder, but I can't.
Yeah, it won't let me. The inhibition won't allow it. So
release your inhibitions. Bite your finger right off. So no one else can do it for you.
We get a cease and desist. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, probably.
So the sleepover. On May 30th, 2014, Peyton invites Morgan and Issa to her home for a sleepover to celebrate her birthday. The night appeared normal to Peyton's family. The girls played games, ate snacks, and slept in sleeping bags.
Cool.
At some point during the night, Morgan attempted to stab Peyton while she slept, but later told police she could not go through with it at the moment.
Maybe it was your conscious?
Yeah.
Conscience?
Have you ever been at a sleepover and like you pretend to sleep because everybody else is like going to sleep?
No. Either don't fall asleep or I'm just fucking zoinked. I'm out.
I can stay up for a while. Always have been able to do so. So sometimes like people are like, oh, we're crashing.
And prefer the night. I like being up at night.
I love being up at night. But I'm always the last one to sleep, or was when like I would hang out with friends.
Yeah, so everybody would crash. I could sniff them all if they fall asleep first. Just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I'd put their hand in warm my butthole. Warm water. And yeah, just wait for them to pee and just no, but I'd always be the last one to fall asleep. But imagine Peyton's pretending to fall asleep and she just sees her friend hovering over her, knife in hand.
She's like, oh, I'm so ready for this.
Peyton's just like, do it. Do it.
Do it.
The plan was postponed until the next day. So, May 31st now. The following morning, the three girls left Peyton's house and walked to David's Park, a wooded public area in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I don't know why we kept having to say the state. We know where it's at.
Oh, it's in Wisconsin?
Yes. Just I lost my... surveillance footage later confirmed that the girls purchased a knife at a local store days earlier.
Hell yeah.
But here's the thing. As a clerk, if I see two 13-year-old girls buying a
steak knife.
Yeah, I'd be like, no.
Isn't there an age limit on how old you can be to buy a knife?
Not really, if you think about it. I would just think it's weird. Like somebody shows up with a, you know, pack of lube, a cucumber, some magnums, and gauze. A steak knife. I'm a little worried.
I wouldn't be.
I don't care.
Not my business.
Not my business. So once they were in the park, Morgan and Issa led Peyton into a secluded wooded area.
Uh-oh.
At some point, things aren't looking well for our heroine here.
I'm scared.
At some point, Issa told Peyton to lie down on the ground so they could play a game. When Peyton refused, Morgan suddenly attacked her with a knife. Which is what I want to do with all my friends when they don't listen to me.
You know, minus the knife, your kid does that when people don't want to play games with him. Just fucking.
No, other way around recently. It was he didn't want to play anymore, so he decked somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the whole thing that happened. They were playing Monster. He got chased. He didn't want to play anymore, so he turned around and decked the kid. And I'm like, hey. Did you tell him you didn't want to play anymore? He's like, no.
He's like, they should know that.
Then why didn't you say that? He's like, but what if they like tell me I have to keep playing?
They're not going to tell you.
I was like, did that happen? He's like, well, no. I was like, then you can't use that as a fucking excuse, bud. He's like, okay. I was like, fine. Love that boy, but sometimes I... Yeah, it's the trauma, honestly. Peyton screamed and attempted to fight back, but Morgan continued stabbing her while Issa urged her to continue. The knife pierced Peyton's...
She's over there like, yeah, I'll do it!
She's got a sign like a WWE fan. Give her the chair!
Give her the chair!
The knife...
She just reaches up.
Like a fucking RKO.
A fan threw her the fucking chair.
Goes for the pin. The knife pierced Peyton's arms, legs, and torso. One stab came within millimeters of her heart. When Morgan stopped, Peyton lay bleeding in the grass. And this and Morgan told her they would get help, then walked away. They did not return.
Don't worry, we'll get help.
Do you think she believed us? Still talking in front of her?
Yeah, they're walking off.
You think she'll buy it? No.
Yeah. They're like, look at it.
Look at this dumb bitch. Fucking
believed it.
Losers bleed what?
Dumbass say what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't mess bleed out.
Look at her. You're just, yeah, no, but seriously, this is gross. This is bad.
Yeah. You look disgusting.
You look ill. We were friends.
You got blood on me?
Trash. Was there anything growing up? Like,
no.
Supernatural wise that you believed in?
Yes.
Like what?
I had shadow people.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I had shadow people.
Well, I mean, nowadays life. You could just say that your neighbors were black. You don't have to.
You can just say that your family had.
Jesus.
I
yeah, they would just stand in their yard and look at me. I was like, no, their I yard?
Shadow people. I had them. I didn't have them when we lived in Big Arm, and I didn't have them in our very first house. But when we moved to so we moved from our one house directly over the backyard fence to the house behind us. So we literally
just moved
throwing stuff over the fence and then hopping it and then carrying it in.
I'm very familiar with that.
And then just moving it.
Yeah. Honestly, recommend. 10
just,
out of 10.
This is, oh, empty house? You just take the for sale sign inside with you. Anyway, moved in that house and I wanted my...
Actually, hey, my culture's not a joke. Stop appropriating my fucking...
Going over the fence is a culture.
Sick of these white people stealing
my room was in the basement, and there's like a little hallway, and the stairs and a bathroom were in the hallway.
Is this the sad basement?
No.
Okay. Because
this is when I first saw my shadow people.
Okay. Because you told me about the sad basement you used to live in.
Oh, my mom's basement?
Yeah.
The Harry Potter room.
And that breaks my heart every time.
With no windows.
So sad.
So,
my poor boy, mi niño.
I started seeing him, and it was right around that time. One of our neighbors said that they had seen a peeping Tom peeping through one of their daughter's windows. So I thought my shadow people were like a peeping Tom, and I didn't do anything about it. I got naked. Just kidding.
You're like, if anything, I put on a little bit of a show, actually.
I dropped my towel slow when I got dressed. No,
it's just you putting on garters and a lingerie.
I kind of chalked it off at that. Fourth or fifth grade?
Okay.
I chalked it off at that. And
extra circumcised.
But then I noticed that it wasn't outside, that they were inside, and that there's two of them, and they just stand there, and there was just like two perfectly pitch black.
They're just standing there, menacing.
Pretty much, yeah. And they didn't move or anything.
Yeah.
And they just stand there. And then sometimes they'd be in my doorway. Sometimes they'd be on either side of my bed or at the foot of my bed.
That's wild.
But it wasn't, when I saw them, I never got like a
weird feeling,
scared or anything. It was just like they were there. It was weird.
Interesting. When was the last time you had an encounter with them?
The day before I left for the Army.
Oh, so.
That night before I left to go to basic, I saw them in my room. They were in the doorway and on the side of my bed. And then the next day I never saw them again.
Damn.
Yeah. They abandoned me.
That's crazy.
Just like everyone else.
I haven't abandoned you.
Yet.
I can't.
Yet.
You're in my son's life.
Hey, South Park's on Fortnite.
Ew.
That's fucking dope, bro.
I'm like Fortnite. We've talked about that.
I love South Park.
The duality of that conversation. That's interesting. Because I've heard stories of...
That I like South Park?
I like shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually... I can't remember what video game it is. But there...
It's Alan Wake.
No. It's a different... it's like a Western... And it's not it might be Red Dead. No, it's not Red Dead because it's older because the graphics aren't as great.
Oh.
But like in the background, there's like hills and you can actually see like little shadow people watching you.
It's Gun.
It is Gun.
Yeah.
It is Gun.
Literally, I played that game so much, I know exactly what you're talking
Gun's
about.
Gun's so fucking good. Yeah. It's a phenomenal game.
I got every achievement in that game when it was on the Xbox.
I wish they would do a remake of Gun.
Mm-hmm. I 100%ed it. I did every challenge. I did everything.
It was so good.
It was so great. The horse and the gold guns and stuff you get for finding all the gold ores is so awesome, too.
Which is why I like games like Red Dead.
I love Red Dead. Red Dead 2, I played the fuck out of it, dude.
Like, which ending did you get?
I died on the mountain.
With the deer?
No. What's his face killed me?
Oh, he fucking beat, Josiah or whatever. Micah.
It's in that Micah. He beat
the dog shit
me to death. Yeah. That was the end. That was the first game playing it that made me cry.
Like, really?
Yeah, because I was in it.
Mine was Kirby.
No, I was like in it. I felt connected to the character. It was like,
they did such a good job of bringing movie. They brought the characters to life in a very cool way.
And usually with video games, it's like, oh, that sucks. Like when Sergeant Johnson died in Halo, it's like, oh fuck, that sucks. Because you're with him through the games, but no game has really made the characters feel as human as Red Dead 2 did, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. There's
because a lot of the time, either the voice acting is very good, but the graphic design makes their eyes look dead. But in Red Dead, like the characters, they look alive. The emotion looks real. Like all that actually looks real. It's not like, where are they going?
Yeah. The only other game that I can say, and I don't know if you've played it, The Last of Us.
Yeah, I have. I loved.
I think that's another real.
That is the only reason I'd ever get a PlayStation is for those games.
Yeah, I ended up giving my son my PlayStation.
Oh yeah.
Because I wasn't using it whatsoever. It was just sitting there, and I was tired of him playing the same fucking games over and over again.
Halo. And then he asks you the same question. You're like, you have beaten this game hundreds of times. I have watched you do it. Why are you asking?
You know what to do. He keeps asking me, and I was like, hey, buddy, I don't like this game. I don't know. He's like, why don't you like it? I was like, because it's boring to me. I liked it when I was younger. I haven't played it since then.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I liked it when I was younger, and I didn't even play the new campaign for Halo Infinite.
No.
I played the multiplayer because it was a lot of fun, and it reminded me of Halo 3. Yes,
but ever since I got him the PlayStation, because I remember when he went to visit my family, I had the PlayStation. Spider-Man, and he's played nothing but. I downloaded all the Spider-Man games for him.
Hell yeah.
And the Avenger Lego games. And
can I borrow that?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, when he goes back, if you want to take it.
I like the Spider-Man games.
Have you played all of them?
Not since the Nintendo. Just kidding. Not since the one was on Xbox.
There was never an Xbox one.
There was. In 2004.
Well, let's find out.
Because I never had a PlayStation, but I played Spider-Man. It was either on my Nintendo 64 or my Xbox, original Xbox.
I stand corrected.
Eat shit. I know. I played the fuck out of that game.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was based off of the movies, the Tobey Maguire one. Yeah. Yeah. Which arguably were some of the better ones. Those were Spider-Man 3, goated. Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Where what you was could the play one where you're like, you're web swinging after Carnage through like this big tunnel?
Spider-Man, the PlayStation original one.
No, because I had that one on Xbox. And you're like swinging after him, after Carnage, and Venom is helping you.
Ooh. That's got to be Ultimate Spider-Man, because it's kind of cartoony.
Yeah, and then there's...
Like cel-shaded?
They play the Spice Girls. There's a fight scene where they play the Spice Girls.
Pretty sure that's the Ultimate Spider-Man one.
Yep.
Because you can play as Venom.
I don't remember being able to play as Venom.
Yeah, at the end you can switch to Venom.
I can't remember, but I do remember... There's the first fight scene in like the newspaper building where you're fighting like these guys with masks on, just like normal dudes. And then there's the fight scene that they're like, if you want to be my lover, and you're just like, like just beating the shit out of people. Just
fucking uppercutting a dude in the air, punching. Yeah, no, Spider-Man games are phenomenal. So he's been playing the shit out of those.
I love those. I love Batman when he's like, no, I cannot kill people. Meanwhile, he's like,
justice.
It's like beating the fuck out of people.
There's a... Do you know Dark...
Justice.
Do you know Dark Horse Comics?
Yeah.
So they have their own version of Batman, which is Silver Hawk.
Yep.
His whole shtick is like, you can't commit crimes if I paralyze you from the neck down. So like, he's just out there paralyzing people. It's like, I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him. Like, it's like, what a weird fucking...
Yeah, that's
like,
a really weird fine line. It's a weird
gray
on.
Area you're playing with. Like, yeah, I guess. You just ruined his life.
All right.
Good times. Anyways, check out Spider-Man coming to theaters.
Yeah, this summer.
Is there a new
Spider-Man? Brand new day, yeah.
Is it this summer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Guess who's in it?
Is Spider-Man. Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadie Sink from Stranger Things, the one that plays Max.
She's going to be MJ.
No, MJ's already there.
No, she's not.
Yes.
They don't have an MJ.
They called her MJ. What's her face?
Who? Haley?
Zendaya. Zendaya. The his love interest in the first three movies.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that
they call her MJ.
I forgot she's MJ in this.
So everyone's like, oh, well, maybe she's going to be Gwen.
Gwen?
Gwen Stacy and be the female Spider-Man.
No, because that would be Silk.
Whatever.
Oh, maybe Black Cat. No, Black Cat was older.
Yeah, Black Cat's older than Spider-Man.
There's a comic where she finds out that he's a teenager after they kiss and she throws up. And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah. It's in the game, too. She's like, hurry up, kid. And Spider-Man's like, when are you going to stop calling me kid?
Yeah, because they've known each other for fucking ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You find out she has a kid. Spider-Man has a whole existential crisis about it. And she's like, no, don't worry. It's not.
We can still be fucking. Yeah. Don't worry. You can still pop this black kitty, if you know
hey,
what I mean.
Yo, meow. No, Silk is...
Dude, I bet they banged him and Catwoman.
Yeah, because she's got like... Cat. Yeah, she's like, hey, Peter, I can take the superhuman strength.
She's like, show me your Peter.
Show me your Peter. Hey, I want to see your spider tingle.
Let me see your Peter tingle.
Let me see your
That's
Peter
in the
tingle.
Movies.
Yeah. What if he comes web?
I bet Toby does. Because remember in the newer Spider-Man movie, they're like, does it come out of anywhere else? I'm like, I see the innuendo.
It's such a good movie, by the way. Finally getting all three of them in a film. I'm glad they did that. We're going on a weird Spider-Man tangent. I apologize. We're coming back to this.
But in Doomsday, they're supposed to all three be back.
Really?
Captain America's coming back. So is have you seen the teasers?
No.
So the teaser for Cyclops from X-Men.
Oh, I've seen that.
Because it's like X-Men will be back and he like takes his
glasses off. Yeah, and he fucking, like, he releases his optic blast all over somebody's face.
And then Captain America, it's a video of him holding a baby.
I know he's coming.
And
it's,
he's like,
he's holding Sam Wilson.
And then Thor with his new adopted child.
Nice.
And
still no Loki, because presumably dead.
He's not dead. He's in the show.
He's presumably dead. Yeah, but Thor doesn't know that.
But Thor dumb. I just want them to get away from the Thor dumb funny. I want him to be badass again.
Yeah.
His last badass moment was in Infinity War. Where he's like, give me Thanos! And he like shows up and like destroys everything.
Yeah, Ragnarok was probably like the best.
Ragnarok was
mix.
Good.
It was just the perfect point of like, I'm serious, but I'm
Love
funny.
And Thunder was just so bad.
They just turned him into like a stoner dude.
Yeah.
And I hated it. If it wasn't a Thor movie and it was just like, hey, there's this space Viking, it'd be a great fucking movie.
Space Viking, yeah.
You know? But like, I was like, oh, like you kind of.
I did love him in Endgame though. Just fat video game bro. That was fucking cool.
Like, there is a version of Thor where he's just a bigger, heavyset guy in the comics.
I mean, in...
huh. There's also...
in,
you know what? I don't know if it's going to be in Doomsday.
In mythology, he's a heavier set guy?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if they're going to... It's not going to be Doomsday. I know that for sure. But I hope that they at some point go into the Ultimate Universe... where S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't exist anymore, and instead Hammer took over, and it's run by Norman
Cobra.
Osborn.
Oh.
So Norman Osborn is their Iron Man. He's Iron Patriot in that. Bullseye is Hawkeye. Wolverine's son Dakin has taken over for him.
Did you see when they asked if What's-His-Face was coming back to play Hawkeye in Doomsday? He was like, nope, and they can't pay me enough.
Also, yeah, I mean, that and
they offered, but the offer was very low, apparently. He's like, that is, they offered him a very, very low amount of money.
Yeah, they probably offered him a really low amount of money because of the shit he's gone through recently.
It was probably, he's like, it was a very low amount of money. It was probably like $50 million.
It was probably
like
a couple million.
I
yeah.
had to say no.
Well, he's kind of in the shit tank because he went
they
on
They can
a,
pay me $50,000 and I'd come be in a fucking movie. Are you kidding
I'd
me?
I'd be an extra for just tickets and
yeah.
fucking.
Just to be like.
That's me.
The whistle. I can't whistle.
Yeah. Is that, yeah. You see that corpse that just got blown up in the background? Yeah, I'm corpse number 37.
See that guy right there over his shoulder? On the phone. That was me.
Go back. Go back a frame.
It's literally a frame.
Yeah. There I am. That's me. Big debut. I know.
I am now accepting autographs.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say that me and RDJ or, you know, Robbie Down, I call him, Down J, if you're really cool. Not going to say that, not going to say that we've been homies, but I did accidentally pick up his used fork out of the garbage.
and put it in my mouth.
During catering, so, yeah. 6 days after
if,
he was on
D
set.
D Jr. and I are best friends yeah. now. I follow him on Twitter. He doesn't follow me back.
Yeah. but he once glanced in my direction.
I said, hey, D Jr., and he glanced. Uh-huh.
So
we have nicknames.
We're pretty close.
Yeah.
We're pretty close.
This has been a very long
tangent. This is such a long tangent. Keep anyway. It. Or take. I don't give a shit. Shortly after leaving Peyton, Morgan and Anissa were found walking along the highway. When questioned by police, they calmly explained what they had done.
Nice.
Both girls stated that they stabbed Peyton to satisfy Slenderman. During police interviews, Morgan described Slenderman in detail. She said he watched her, spoke to her, and influenced her thoughts. Sounds like Vecna.
Hot.
Anissa confirmed her belief, stating that Slenderman could read minds and that failure to act would result in punishment. Their statements were coherent, detailed, and delivered without visible distress. Investigation findings. Police searched the park and recovered the knife used in the attack. They also seized notebooks from Morgan's home that contained drawings, plans, and references to Slenderman. The investigation confirmed that the girls had planned the crime extensively and understood that stabbing Peyton could result in her death. However, their understanding of reality and consequence would become central to the legal proceedings that followed. The legal proceedings.
Did they not think anything bad was going to happen to them?
I think in their minds, like, I think in their minds, they're like, we had to do this to survive. Like, they'll get that, right?
They'll understand. They're adults.
Yeah, stranger things have happened. Huh?
Stranger. Monday.
So because they were minors, Morgan and Anissa were charged as adults, but housed in juvenile facilities.
Okay.
The psychiatric evaluations determined Morgan Geiser suffered from early onset schizophrenia and experienced hallucinations and delusions. Anissa Wire was deemed competent by psychologically influenced by Morgan and her beliefs.
Just because they can't see him doesn't make him not real.
Yeah, I can't see my dad, but I'm pretty sure he exists.
Yeah. Mine too.
Poppy. Oh, damn, that's crazy. I forgot about you. He's dead.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
Every damn time. Yeah. I'm going to dress as your dad for Halloween. Sorry.
What? You look nothing like my dad.
I know.
If anything, I should dress like my dad for Halloween.
No, yeah, but I'm waterlogged and bloated from being in the... Sorry, I love you.
That was...
Whoa.
That was a lot.
No.
A lot to unpack. <Just kidding. laughs>
I don't like how quickly I fucking unloaded that chamber, though. I love you.
I'm not offended.
I'm practicing to be your dad.
Oh, okay.
I love you. I'm going to say that in the middle of the night through your window. Sorry.
Jeez. Anyway.
His dad drowned. In 2017, Anissa Wire pleaded guilty to attempted second-degree intentional homicide and was sentenced to 25 years in life. 25 years to life, sorry.
Hell yeah.
In a mental health institution with eligibility for supervised release based on evaluations. So I guess Peyton did survive.
If she did it here in Montana, she would have gotten probably a year in jail, suspended.
And 6 months of community service.
Suspended. Yeah. You can't forget the suspended
the
part.
The suspended part.
Because there was a dude.
The DUI.
There was a dude in Polson that just recently got charged with stalking. like a pretty major case of stalking.
No shit.
And he got all of his, it was like a $200 fine and like a year in jail suspended. And a year of community service that was also suspended.
By the way, something that I learned by hanging around a certain level of rich people is that fines aren't penalty to them. Fines are just the consequence and the cost of doing the thing. I know this when we parked in a handicap spot once. I was like, oh, hey, like there's a $100 fine. They're like, oh, it's just $100 to park here? I was like, that's not what that says, but I see how you see that because you don't care because it's just $100 to you. Crippling to me. Yeah. But to you, that's just the cost of doing the thing. Got it. Yeah, fines are viewed very differently to folks with money.
Yeah, I know some folks that money is literally nothing to them.
Yeah.
They just do whatever with it. And
I've talked about this before. If I could make $1 million a year, I would break that up over.
Dude, my friend turned his Lamborghini into an off-road like buggy because he's bored.
That's crazy.
With his money. Yeah. You've met him.
Oh, he's him?
Shorter.
Yeah. Ginger. No, I know who he is. As soon as you said it. Good old Texas. Yeah. If I had $1 million a year, I would break it up over $60,000 payments and then get my best friends and the people I care about the most and pay them $60,000 a year to just be my editors, my fucking hangout buddies, whatever. Because if you're sitting at the table
with me, it's your posse. It's your downfall.
It's my posse.
Yeah. So if you get in trouble for the coke.
Hey, bro. You remember the last 5 years I've been supplying your lifestyle?
Yeah.
You're going to take this fall.
Go to jail.
You got to take this fall. Hey, yeah, we'll be there when you get out.
I need you to get F'd in the A minimum 3.5 years.
Yeah.
It's like a very minimum drug charge, I promise.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, whatever, I'll do it. And he's like, okay.
The day in court, they're like, so transporting 57 kilos, he just looks back at me and be like,
I need you to snort this so that when they test you for it, it's in your system.
Yeah.
So he does it. You're like, okay, cool, thanks.
Also, I need you to take this little balloon and shove it right up.
Way up your ass.
You gotta put it up there, Morty.
He turns around in court to look at you. You're just like, you said it was a little. It's a little. It's not that much. Yeah. I have way more.
This was honestly the minimum.
Yeah.
You gotta show it up there, Morty. Up there, Morty. You're young and tight, Morty.
55
I'm old.
Kilos is a good weekend.
I was like, how do
not
you
not a great weekend.
Why do you think I pay you so much?
It's a good weekend.
No, but I mean, like, you know, if you've got homies and you come up and you're not bringing your homies with you.
That's why when I come up, there's no one. It's just me and you.
Damn.
Because there is no homies.
Shit, dab me up, boy.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck yeah.
You're so white. Damn. So that was white. That was crisp, though.
Yeah.
That was crisp.
That's right, cuz. Just
kidding. Hell yeah, cuz. I look over. You got a do-rag on. Be like, what the fuck? What the fuck did you put that on? Yeah, they call me mayo drip. They call me white sauce because I got the drip.
I had a few native friends that called me white boy. All the time.
Yeah, it's because that's what you are.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I was just saying that was.
Yeah, that wasn't a nickname. That was a describer.
they're just describing you.
Yeah, that was a descriptive sentence.
They're not your friends. They were making fun of you. I'm over here. Friendship!
Look at this fucking white boy.
This fucking idiot.
In 2018, so this was 4 years after, 4 and 5 years after. In 2018, Morgan Geiser pleaded not guilty by reason of mental illness or defect and was committed to a mental health facility for up to 40 years.
Or defect.
Damn. The victim's recovery. Peyton Lautner recovered physically from her injuries. Her family later moved away.
Born with a deviated septum.
Were you? Or is that from the coat hanger that did some damage? Sorry.
It's a bit, but just go back to your fucking rambling.
So sorry.
I can't remember now. It was going to be really funny. So if you rewind and read like the few sentences prior, okay. I might be able to get it.
In 2018, Morgan Geiser pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect and was committed to a mental health facility
defects.
For up to 40 years.
I was born with a deviated septum. I can't be charged with murder.
There it is. Okay.
Anyway.
I'm over here like, oh, was it because of the...
you stupid bitch. I do have a deviated septum, though.
So. I know. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Have you tried the magnet strips?
No.
No, because it won't work, or no, because you haven't tried it?
No, I just haven't tried it.
Okay, well, kill yourself.
Sponsor me.
That's funny. They later moved away from Waukesha to seek privacy and normalcy. In public statements, Payne families emphasized gratitude for her survival and declined to participate in extensive media coverage. So this case sent shockwave through parents, educators, and mental health professionals worldwide. It reignited debates about internet content, childhood belief systems, and the responsibility of adults to contextualize fiction. Slender Man, once a niche online character, became a household name associated not with creativity, but with real-world violence. Australia passed a law recently where...
Australia?
Australia.
Okay.
Minors under the age of 16 could not have social media.
That's wild for a place that doesn't even fucking exist. God damn.
Yeah, fucking Australia. Okay, next you're going to tell me Narnia decided to involve themselves in the trade war.
Seriously, Australia is fake.
Australia is not real. Australia is...
Actually, I can't say that because that shooting is actually pretty bad. And
yeah, what the fuck, dude? You, I can't believe that it took them that long to reload. They could have done so much more damage if they really tried.
Jesus Christ. I'm not even saying it from like a religious standpoint. I don't feel bad for people religiously. It's just those people had lives.
Yeah.
And that, like, the little girl that died. So did the
people in Afghanistan.
Just kidding. What can I say?
No, it sucks. I think to a certain degree and extent, but in this circumstance, when it comes to the loss of innocent life, if it's a, you know, 1v1, you got a grudge with somebody because they've, you know, they're a serial killer, they're a heinous human or anything like that, okay, I kind of get it. But to go on a mindless rampage to civilians that have nothing to do with your rhetoric or just because of a different ideology, yeah, it's wild. It's wild to think about.
It is.
And it's unfortunate. But thank God for the brave people that decided to step in and do something. And yeah, I do agree that there is... Here's a hot take. If you cannot read subtext and have no social media literacy, you shouldn't be on the internet. These folks that are on like Facebook and cannot tell the video they're viewing is AI... You should not have access. That
frustrates me, yeah. Because you can tell. It's very easy to tell the difference.
Super simple.
Yeah, because it looks fucking fake. Like the car accidents where the cars just like hit, but they bounce off of each other.
Yeah.
Like.
or it's like, oh, two people are in a heated discussion and there's just 60 people around them being really quiet and watching.
Or they look dead inside and they're like, one's looking at them and the other one's over here. And they're looking, like.
Yeah. Yeah, if it feels like a sketch, like a really bad sketch you would see on like TikTok or YouTube.
The acting with AI is so bad.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
You know, it's like, oh, you couldn't tell that the guy with 12 fingers on one hand was fake.
There was a bunch of AI videos popping up of like baseball players.
Yeah.
And they were like, I just want to say, fuck my team. I'm the best out there.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're not even trying.
No, it's crazy.
It's funny. Don't get me wrong. It is funny, but you can definitely tell. There's no way.
No, but yeah, social media literacy is so important. And I think that's just lacking. And I think I truly do believe, and I know it's people are going to be like, what, that's sad. Social media, the internet, AI, technology, it's not going away anytime soon. It is a fundamental part of our culture.
I don't think teenagers, kids, anything. I don't think you should be allowed social media until you're out of high school, in my opinion.
So what I was going to say was I do believe fundamentally important there should be a social media literacy class that is given in high school.
Okay. I could agree with that.
You know, I also think that home ec should be brought back and should be an important part. I class. Loved home ec.
That was so awesome.
Yeah.
My
teacher was fine.
My teacher was psycho. She was crazy, bitch.
Really?
Yeah. She's crazy. I can't even... I'm trying to think of her name.
I know her name, but... just out of respect and out of fear that they might be around. No, I also think like a finance class would be important. Help people figure out how to budget and how to manage their money and how to like write a check or how to fucking do simple things that we aren't really taught. Teach us about taxes. Teach me about interest rate.
I learned how to write checks in school. In home ec.
But did you?
Yeah.
Because home ec for me was just food and cooking.
It was, we did sewing. The check thing, yeah. It was literally like a 1 or 2 day class. Like, yeah. That was it. We just wrote some checks and that was it. But like we did sewing. We yeah. made like duffel bags and stuff, backpacks and
damn, sorry.
Cooking, baking. Like,
and this is our bug out bag that we made.
yeah. So it's just full of guns and ammo.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Can't have that one in school.
Be like, Dakota. God.
That's why.
I told you, you can't bring your own guns. Use the school
guns. Yeah, use the school regulated guns. The ones with the 39 round mags.
Yeah.
Someone out there that knows guns is going to come after me for that. I know there is not 39 round mags.
Yeah, we all know that it's okay. Even numbers only.
Yeah, Jesus. Fuck.
Amateurs.
I know.
So anyways, I unloaded 44 rounds into a deer last season.
Hell yeah.
It's the quickest way you can make jerky, technically.
I usually just run them over with a freaking... Or I throw them into like a wood chipper.
Yeah. It's weird. I ran over a deer once and, you know, all I could hear is, help, help. He ran me over. Weirdest deer I've ever hit.
Dude, that guy in, this was a long time ago. Probably in the 20 teens, maybe earlier. There's a guy dressed up as Bigfoot in Lakeside.
Yes.
Or Summers maybe. And he got ran over.
Yeah. Yeah. The dude got scared and fucking biffed him.
The guy thought it was Bigfoot and ran him over because I don't know if he wanted proof or what. But
like a week or so before that, that dude was in Whitefish walking around town with that on and just kind of showing people. And then
there he got fucking ran over.
He got yeah. fucking nailed, dude. I'll be honest, though. Somebody in like a ghillie suit comes out in the middle of the road, I'm not taking a chance.
Could be a Russian.
Could
never know.
Could
spy.
Could be a swamp monster. Could be the accumulative amount of pubes that I've shaved off coming back for revenge. I don't know.
Accumulative amount of pubes. Ew! Is there more to the story? Are we done? Are we just on this?
Just me on the highway. Puberto.
I knew you'd be back.
I knew you'd
you
be back.
You shift down.
I grabbed my emergency bottle of Nair.
That's why you're so smooth. I knew it!
Let me go back. I got distracted with Puberto. Puberto's a shirt. Puberto.
Just have a dude in a ghillie suit.
Yeah, but it's just made out of really black, wiry hair.
Dude, seriously. Like, it'd be just a silhouette, though, yeah. And have it look really wiry.
Yeah. And then two beady little eyes.
With, like, almost the gaunt of Sasquatch.
Yeah.
But it says Puberto on it.
Coming soon.
Pubequatch.
That sounds like a disease. Ooh, he's got a bad case of the pubequatch.
It's just someone with a slur. They can't pronounce the R. It's a pubequatch. Yeah, look at his pubequatch.
Let's see. Over the following years, both Morgan and Anissa underwent treatment, periodic court reviews, reassessed their mental health and potential for release. The Slenderman stabbing remains one of the most infamous examples of an urban legend influencing real-world crime. This was not a crime motivated by hatred, jealousy, or greed.
Oh, it was motivated... This isn't a crime.
It was motivated by belief. A fictional character created as entertainment crossed into reality, not because it was real, but because someone believed it was.
Could you imagine if a Demogorgon just came through the wall and were like, it crossed into reality!
I'd be like, I got this guy, don't worry about it.
I know how to beat him.
I know. Listen,
I got this. Either... I've literally seen Stranger Things.
You're like, get him off! I'm fucking trying!
I'm trying!
Oh, God, it opens the same way.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, fuck.
This one's gonna hit two!
I will say, speaking of alien or big monstrous creatures that I would fuck... Alien Queen, thick, dummy thick. no reason they should have made her that thick. Honestly, kind of upsetting.
No. You're telling me you...
Oh, indiscriminately. With extreme prejudice.
Okay. So I got something for you. So this alien, she's going to get all ready, and she's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to give you a blowjob. The best blowjob. And you're like, fuck you.
Does she have the little mouth?
You just unzip your pants, throw your pants off, and she's like, oh. The little one comes out and gives you head.
Dope. Done. Yeah.
She's like, oh, that's far too small for that's mine.
Easy.
Her vagina does the same thing. Grabs onto your pee.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate that she comes with adapters. I appreciate that she's...
But you're the one that gets pregnant. Because, ooh, remember, they put the egg in you.
As long as I get to shit it out. Is it going to burst out of me?
Nope.
My pee hole? No.
That's how I imagine it.
They're small enough. I could probably squeeze one out.
The face hugger eggs?
Oh, a whole egg?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Or no, wait. We're talking just the baby?
Yeah, the little worm.
I don't know. It'll hurt.
It's fine.
Nothing.
Nothing a little anesthetic won't do.
No. What's the one you get when you're having a baby?
C-section?
Epidermal. Nothing a little epidermal can't fix.
Epidural.
Epidural. Epidural. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you? Yeah. We're parents.
We
both have children.
I forgot epidermal.
Epidural. No M at the end.
Oh, dermal.
Epidural.
Epidural.
The epidermal is the
dermal is
this. Yeah.
The piercing.
Yeah.
I don't know piercings either. I don't have any, except for my Prince
Albert.
We got matching ones.
Yeah. Actually, they
subscribe to our $150 tier to see those.
Yeah, they're actually two halves of the same piercing, so they come together to form.
It says best friends.
Yeah. It's like a little half slice of pizza each.
The magnet that kept it connected. Yeah.
He's got BLO, and I've got OD, and it makes blood when you put them together.
You have half of the O and I have the other half.
Yeah.
So it's BL, half of an O, and then
half of an O, OD.
OD.
Yeah. OD.
I was saying blold.
He can't spell. He was in the army. Cool. That's
I scored high on my ASVAB, though.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What was your...
Do you believe in Slenderman?
It's like you don't listen to me. It's like we had an hour, 20-minute conversation, and I told you no. Right from the beginning. Literally 15 minutes into this conversation.
I want to because I think it'd be cool, and it reminds me of the Men in Black.
Here come the Men in Black.
Not that one. The real one.
Galaxy Protectors. You know they're allegedly coming out with a new one?
I don't care. I liked the first one, but everything after that's dumb.
Men in Black 1 was the better one. 2 was okay. Everything after that was crazy.
The first one was so good.
Yeah, no, there's, okay, so one of the first urban legends, creepypastas that I read that really got me, that is based on a real urban legend, is the Goat Man. And,
that is the one that got you.
Dude.
Oh, a goat, bad.
So
been bad.
You've been, just headbutts me, ow, stop it. Fuck. No, because the way that the guy wrote it was written in the form of a creepypasta, right? So green text and, you know, kind of just telling the story.
And way too many fucking adjectives.
But he did this so fucking well. It's a long read. And I actually read the story for members on the Latinos Again Spooky Shit site. And they talk, like, it was just so well written. And it's so creepy. And it's so good. And it makes me hate the woods even more. So... one of the reasons why I don't like the woods. I know it's such an irrational thing. Sorry.
I'm going to get you into the woods one day. We're going to go camping.
I told you, you put me in a cabin, I'm fine.
No, we're going to go camping.
In a cabin.
We are going to go genuinely
in a
camping.
Cabin.
No. If you want to, I have a cabin in Wyoming we can go to.
Ew, why the fuck would I go to Wyoming?
Because it's really good fishing.
Is it?
Yeah, down at the cabin that my family has.
What, they got some spotted trout, then some...
cutthroat.
Okay.
Rainbow, a lot of brook and brown.
Ooh, I like it when there's brown. smallmouth?
No.
No bass out there?
No, this is just like creek and lake stuff.
Okay.
High, it's like high mountain Crickin Lake stuff.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I would love to. Dude, I'd love some trout. I do.
Yeah.
A little beer batter.
And they're, oh, dude, like great fishing. Like I've caught
hundreds
of fish.
Are you mostly fly fishing out there?
I do both.
Do you? Okay. I've never fly fished.
Easy.
I would love to.
It's easier than it looks, but it's also,
I think
it's more time consuming because when you do land it on the water the perfect way you want it, you actually want it, and you don't have to pull it back out. You just sit there and you watch.
And
I usually flip my finger around the line, and I watch. And the second a fish grabs it, I go,
and I yank. Bull. Yeah.
Because then I can,
you get the extra toe. Really well. Yeah.
And then that's when.
See, in
fights on, bitch!
Visually seeing fly fishing, it looks so complicated, but that's only because I don't understand the mechanics of it. And once I do, I know that I'll get it.
So, I don't know how to put this.
Can you fish on private land without needing a license?
No.
You still need a license. Okay. Even if it's your land.
Yeah.
Okay. It's dumb.
Same with hunting. You just need, like, the fishing license is for the year. It's like $30.
I think we're done.
I think we are too. About damn time. Just kidding. I have to get kids from school anyway soon.
In an hour. Alrighty, folks. Stay tuned. Keep watching. Hang out. As always, don't forget to check out our fourth wall with members access.
You guys don't forget to check out our foreskin.
You can get access to some behind the scenes content, some extra long footage where we show the unedited, raw, uncut video of these conversations.
I'm
sans, like,
not raw or uncut. So
I can confirm.
Your ex-wife can.
Hey! At least it was while she was my ex-wife and not my current wife.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'll take that win.
Yeah, I even waited till you guys were divorced.
You did better than...
I'm just kidding. I didn't wait for you to be divorced to have sex with her. But I did wait.
I mean, we were getting divorced anyways.
Yeah, it was like 2 days before you guys signed your divorce papers.
That's funny. I know, I was there. Outside the window, but
I knew you looked familiar in my dream.
I took the divorce pretty hard as you gave it to her.
I was gonna say we celebrated your divorce pretty
hard. Boy, I know.
I could hear. You're like, I still lived in the house. Could you imagine? Oh my god.
I missed that house. I liked it.
Oh, I did too. The heated floors were so nice.
The
heated floors were nice.
The space.
It had an ungodly amount of space for being a single level house.
Yes. Honestly, even if they had increased the prices on the home. And this is a conversation that I've had multiple times with both my ex, your wife, and partners in general. I don't need to own a home. I know that there's that certain level of like uncertainty with like renting and everything like that. Not if you have a contract, and not if you get a good person that's not a piece of shit.
Or you are a good person and not a piece of shit.
Yeah. So like I don't need to buy a home. As long as I have a home that's comfy and safe for like my family, that's okay. Because buying a home means you're rooted somewhere. I would like the option of like, hey, you know what? In 4 years, fuck this place. We can move instead of, man, got to figure out how to sell the house. We got to spruce it up. We got to renovate. We got to do all these things. Because that unit, even if they increased the rent a little bit on you guys, it would have been less than what you're paying now for a mortgage.
Actually, we're paying about the same we were paying there. Like $100 more because I refinanced the house.
I was going to say, but it took you having to refinance to get to that point.
That $3,500 a month
was killing rough. You. Yeah. But to the point, that unit for that amount, not terrible.
No.
The only thing I wish is that it wasn't a shared driveway with the next door.
Well, it was,
or like a the
duplex.
Shared. Well, like yeah. Well, not the drive, but like the shared path. But yeah, but you could have two duplexes if they were street facing.
Yeah, most are.
Yeah,
that one was not. But that the one that we had the yard.
And you guys also had the bigger of the two units.
Yeah.
So.
No, they were the same size. Ours was just the shower in the master was handicapped. The other was not. It was a bathtub.
I was in the other one.
The other
one looks smaller. The living room was smaller.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Really?
Yeah. They're the same size. The only difference is the one that we lived in had the...
bigger shower.
Disabled shower, and the other one had the bath shower combo.
Interesting.
In the master. That was the only difference.
Well, either way, it was a good home. I wish I would have never left it. I should have stayed.
And that one had a bigger, like, laundry room area or something.
Where was the laundry? Oh, the double doors. That's right. Yeah.
Closet.
That half closet in the hallway.
Fuck those doors, dude.
Yep.
We took them off. Or Lacey did, like, right when I moved in or right before or something.
At some point.
I can't remember.
Well, anywho, thanks for watching, guys.
Or listening.
Or listening. So, take care.
Stay spooky.
Go fuck yourselves.
Bye.